Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for learning that song so beautifully. And wow. Yeah. When, totally, right? when I'm weak, the spirit is strong in me. When my flesh fails, God lifts me up. You know, it reminds me of Star Wars. You know, the force is very strong with this one, they say, right? And it's so good to know that, because if I have to rely, honestly, if I have to rely on my own will and my own strength and my own understanding and my own intellect, I don't know about you guys, but I feel a little doomed without a higher power, without God in my life, without that sense of knowing that I'm safe. Because it's really an interesting and challenging time, is it not? I don't know about you, if you've been watching the news, but it's just really, it's mind-boggling what's happening. I mean, as if it's not enough that we have the pandemic, as if it's not enough that we have all of the injustice and tension in our country and in our world and in our environment. And oh my gosh, the list goes on. And that's on the macro level, but on the micro level in our own lives, the things that we're facing, whether it be death, whether it be terminal illness, whether it be many folks that I know are going through some very, very, very trying times physically and emotionally. People are losing jobs, economics. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on for the despair that we might be feeling and the uncertainty that we might be feeling. The lack of safety that we might be feeling. I don't know about you, but when I was watching this on Wednesday, and I was a 9/11 responder. I worked in the NYPD for 20 years and retired at the rank of lieutenant, as some of you may or may not know. And I was at Ground Zero on 9/11 and there for a year and a half. And when I looked at this on January 6th, watching this on the news, it was reminiscent for me. It was a little triggering, too, for me, of 9/11. What's happening? What is happening? I know, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I don't understand what's going on. And it's a little hard to trust in humans, in human nature. So who do I go to when I feel like that? Who do I go to? I have to go to the feet of the divine. I have to go to my bottom line is always, what do I believe? I always go back to that. What is it that I really believe at the end of the day? Because I was raised Catholic and I had a very strong religious upbringing and I have a very strong religious kind of dogma, belief, etc. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about at the essence. It's not religion, it's spiritual. It's spiritual in nature. So when I'm feeling despairing, who do I go to? What do I believe? And it isn't easy sometimes, but I do know when I go deep within and I get still and I go to that place of inner reflection in my heart space, that I do believe that there's a power greater than me that could restore me to sanity. You know, no doubt about it. Those of you who are in recovery know what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of things that we're powerless over. Like we're powerless over what's happening in this pandemic. You know, the fact that I'm so glad that there's such, you know, a few number of people here because I was a little nervous. This is my first in-person presentation, if you will. I teach at Nova, and I'm online this whole entire semester, and I was online last semester. So, I mean, I'm the Instacart person. I'm the person who, you know, doesn't even go into Publix person. You know, I'm very paranoid. I used to be a germaphobe, and now it's germaphobe on steroids. But you can't see the people's expressions, and the mask is fogs your vision up. And what should we have faith in a time of crisis? Why should we have faith in a time of crisis? I know for me, it's the only way to survive is to have a loving God that I can believe in, that I know has worked miracles in my life, that I know has brought me through some very dark, despairing times, and I have come out on the other side of it. And then when I look at the interfaith scripture, because I'm an interfaith minister, so we look at all the various sacred scriptures for information and divine knowledge. I know from the Jewish scripture, the Israelites were spared. The Israelites were spared the angel of death. They escaped Egypt. They crossed the Red Sea. They received manna in the desert. But just like the Israelites, I'm just like them, like exactly like them. I ask God for help. God gives me help. And then I forget. What have you done for me lately? I'm experiencing some very, very different for me as I enter into 61. I celebrated a birthday on Friday. As I enter into 61 years old, I'm starting to fall apart. I don't know what's happening. The body is breaking down. Can anybody identify? Anybody at home? Anyone here? You know, it's like pain, aches. I say, God, help me. But I forget my manna. I forget the manna that God's given me. How I can still see, how I could still hear, how I could still breathe in and out. How I have the gift of music, how I have the gift of a God in my life. There's my manna. I have to remember. I have to have faith. Jesus, in the Christian scriptures, boy, if he's not faced with a suffering, with a cup of suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, am I right? I mean, that's the ultimate, right? To be talk about pain. When I think about my pain, think about the Christ crucified and the pain and the anger and the feeling abandoned and the feeling betrayed and the feeling alone. So I have these mile markers in the scriptures that I can look to for faith, kind of faith vaccine. That's what we need. We need like a faith booster shot, especially during this time. In the Quran, we hear this beautiful prayer, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Praise you, God of mercy. Praise you, God, who is gracious, most forgiving, most merciful, the most exalted God. In the Hindu scripture, we see mountains being moved. Unconditional faith in the power of God is key. And this is what the Kabbalists believe, which is the mystical aspect of Judaism. And it's about certainty. It's about the opposite of doubt. So I have to remember when I'm watching something on TV, which is kind of, you're addicted to it, you can't help it. You're like, what's happening now? If I don't tune in, I'm going to miss it, you know, kind of thing, which is another trap. It's another trap, I think, getting us hooked into the fear, hooked into the negativity, hooked into the uncertainty, hooked into the doubt. This is not the place where I want to be. I want to be in a place where I feel protection, and I can't rely on these outward circumstances. I can't rely on the illusion of this world. I have to go to that resurrection consciousness. I have to go to that Christ consciousness. If I stay in the crucifixion, there's a lot of fear in there. A lot of pain in there. I have to move beyond the crucifixion to the resurrection consciousness. I have faith in God. But sometimes I'm conditional faith. Sometimes I'm like, if you show me the evidence, I'm always telling God, you know, did you ever see Jerry Maguire? Show me the money. Show me the money. I want God to give me signs. Come on, God, give me encouragement. Come on, God, give me a sign. Come on, God, let me know that you haven't abandoned me. But faith has to be unconditional. It can't be based on God being a magician or a vending machine. I can't get my results right now. Just like the Israelites, where they asked for food and they were given manna. It didn't matter how many times God did that for them. As humans, just like us, we want what we want when we want it. Instant gratification. I want this pandemic to go away now. I want the vaccine now. I want the vaccine to work now. It's always this, for me anyway, when such and such happens, then I'll be okay. I got it twisted. I have to recognize that it doesn't matter what's happening around me. God is still in charge. God has a plan. I either believe God or I don't. I trust God or I don't. And I have to believe in one of the Christian scriptures that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to God's purpose. That's easier said than done, my friends. I don't know about you. Your faith might be stronger. I don't know. And the other thing about faith is that we have to practice it. We have to practice what we preach. We have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So when we're engaging in malice, when we're engaging in hateful speech, when we're engaging and condoning cyberbullying, when we're doing things like that, our faith in God is meaningless. Because it's not just about our love of God, it's about our recognition that we are all God. We are the face of God. And that even means our enemies, those who persecute us. Again, easier said than done. I strive for unconditional faith. I strive for that. That's my goal. I don't always get there. I have to be reminded. And that's why it's so great to have a spiritual community, because we are reminded at the Darshan Center for Spiritual Evolution every Sunday night, 6:30. I'm doing a commercial. Every 6:30, Sacred Celebration of Spirit, in person, outside, in the parking lot, and also live streamed on YouTube. We call that satsanga, which means good association. It's a spiritual community. And what that spiritual community does is it uplifts each other. We uplift each other. We remind each other to strive for unconditional faith in times of darkness, in times of crisis. Strive for unconditional faith in the power of God. Your will, not mine. I am willing to place all outcomes on the altar. And like Jacob, who wrestled with the angel, and I'll end with this. In the Jewish scripture, they talk about Jacob wrestling with an angel. And Jacob doesn't let go. And they're wrestling. And he finally says to the angel, I won't let you go until you bless me. The angel let him go. In the same way, the pandemic In the same way, the despair in our lives, in the same way, all of this uncertainty and fear that's going on in the macro level and in the micro level in our own lives, I have to wrestle this angel and say, I won't let you go until you bless me. And what that means is there's a gift that God gives us in everything. Namaste.
What a perfect message for today. Kind of leaves me sort of speechless, wordless. One of the things I love about unity is that it is a practical spirituality. It brings and touches on what we must deal with and face every day, and it's truly a gift to us. Before we close, I want to remind everyone that there are lots of ways that you can support Unity at Pompano Beach. If you go on the website, you'll see that there's a tab for you to be able to donate. You can send checks into the church. You can donate online with a credit card. We really are very, very grateful for all of the ways that we're blessed here, and we truly believe that we are an abundant and resourceful unity. So what I'd like to just to remind you of is, with a grateful heart, and you've heard this before, we often use it when we're using our collection. With a grateful heart, I acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today I declare good for myself and all others. Good is mine. Good and more good is mine. And ever-increasing good is mine. Everywhere I go, I see this good. I feel it. I experience it. I freely give it. And it multiplies itself around me. And so it is. And so is another wonderful gift from our musicians.